looking for Jesus. And when they found him across the sea, they said to him, "Rabbi, when did you get here?" Jesus answered them and said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, you are looking for me not because you saw signs, but because you ate the loaves and were filled. Do not work for food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him the Father God has set his seal." So they said to him, "What can we do to accomplish the works of God?" Jesus answered and said to them, "This is the work of God, that you believe in the one he sent." So they said to him, "What sign can you do that we may see and believe in you? What can you do? Our ancestors ate manna in the desert, as it is written, 'He gave them bread from heaven to eat.'" So Jesus said to them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, it was not Moses who gave the bread from heaven. My Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is that which comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." So they said to him, "Sir, give us this bread always." Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Sister Betty Monahan.
Good morning.
Morning.
First of all, I'd like to thank the Archbishop and the Propagation of Faith Director of the Archdiocese of Detroit, your pastor, for this opportunity of speaking to you about the Missionary Sisters of St. Columban and the people that we work among. Our sisters are in China, the Philippines, Hong Kong, Korea, Myanmar, which we used to call Burma, Pakistan, Chile, and Peru. The children opened our Mass with a beautiful song, "Our God is Awesome." And the gospel reading for today tells us how awesome he is. Last week, we heard how he fed the hungry, those who had nothing to eat. But today, we hear that he wants to satisfy a greater hunger. He said, "That bread is passing." And then he starts to introduce the people to the great gift that he was to give us on Holy Thursday, the gift of the Eucharist, how he feeds us each Sunday. And I guess sometimes we forget the awesomeness of this gift because we have it with us all the time. Every Sunday and even weekdays, we can come here and celebrate. But many of the people that I have worked among do not have this every day, every Sunday. one of the reasons why many of us left our country, our families, is to share with them what we feel is our greatest gift, our gift of faith, and also the many gifts that he has given us as a people that we wanted to share with them. When I was in Peru, there were people that were very hungry. People, because of the lack of rain, the poverty of the situation, had very little to eat. And we were able to feed them because of you. And when somebody would come knocking at the door and we were able to give them something for the supper that night, they were not only saying thank you to us, but they were saying thank you to each and every one of you for enabling us to give them that food. I also was in a part of the country of Peru where, when we went to visit, we found out that they had never seen their bishop. It was 40 years since his last visit. We went there to children who did not have the wonderful opportunity that your children had this week of this little Bible group where they could come together, have fun, and learn something important in life. We went there to prepare the children for their first communion confirmation, and the bishop came on the last day to join us, to confirm them and to join with them. And you know, it's the role that you have. Sometimes you think missionaries come here just to ask for your money. We do. We need it. And we thank you for all that you have done. But we need your prayers, because this is God's work. It's not our work. It's God's work. And he asks us, he gives us the wonderful privilege, you and I, to join him in his work. But even here at home, reaching out to those around you by your good life is important. Because in that pueblo that did not see a bishop for 40 years, and they were lucky if they had mass twice a year when it was the fiesta of the pueblo. But the faith was alive because there were a few women in the pueblo who were teachers who had come back, rather staying in the big city and making big money. They went back to their town and helped their people. And they had novenas to keep their faith alive. And the police had their day to prepare the novena. The teachers had their day. The children had their day. So God is asking us to help to change this world. It is beautiful, but many times we have done much to destroy it in many ways. The ecology, but more so sometimes how we forget we're brothers and sisters. Not just here, but all around the world, there are brothers and sisters. So he gives us, Americans, a great privilege to help to bring the good news to others. I thank you for all that you have done in the past, because without you, we could have never done anything. And we remember you each day, our co-missionaries. We pray for you, and we pray for your families. And we ask the Lord to bless you always. We thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And we hope that your children will have an even better and more wonderful world. Thank you.